Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our show, It's Time to Awake. On this show, there will be various topics presented, examined, and explained with an emphasis on the Word of God and the doctrine of repentance through His Son, Christ. Romans 13 and 11, and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, but now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. We hope that you may be edified by the word of God through Christ. Shalom.
So we give all praises to the Heavenly Father in the name of Christ for giving us yet another week, another chance, and another opportunity to come on this radio station here and go over scriptures with our people.
Yep, all praises to the Most High, to Christ. And let's start in Mark 7, verse 16. Today's class is going to be titled Awake from Deception, or subtitled, We've All Been Played. because I know just about everybody in our church grew up believing some of these things,
yep.
You know, because they were church-based.
Exactly.
And even people that don't believe in God, don't believe Bible or whatever, they celebrate some of the holidays and believe the concepts. When you ask them about God and Jesus, you know, they believe some of the concepts, that whether they believe or not. Some of the most understood things about God in the world. But it's not of the Bible.
Yep.
It's of religion. Okay. Mark 7 and 16. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Okay. So that's what we do. We aim to teach repentance to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And you have to hear, you have to want to hear. Okay, and let's go to Isaiah 8:20 real quick and get that, and let me get the next scripture. Read Isaiah 8:20. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Okay, so that's what the doctrine should be according to. Isn't that what Christ taught according to?
Yep.
I mean, when you read the Bible, isn't that what he taught according to?
Yep.
Because exactly. In religion, he taught according to something else.
Exactly.
You know. So let's look at Revelation 12, verse 9.
Revelations chapter 12,
mm-hmm.
verse 9.
And we've went over this before, but let's just, you know, we went in detail, lots more detail the last few times we went over it, but we'll give a quick overview. Read Revelation 12 and 9.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
So his angels were cast out with him, meaning he had helpers.
Yep.
He had helpers, subscribers, people that stood before him to do his will,
mm-hmm.
You know. So, and what does he do? Deceives the whole world. That's his job.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike our people, he obeys his commandments.
Yeah, right.
But let's see how he deceives. Real quick, let's go to Genesis 3.
All right.
Or let's look at an example of the deception. Okay. Genesis 3, read. He approached the woman, they ended up taking the fruit and all this stuff, and that's when everything spiraled downward to where we have it today. But he approached her. Listen to what the woman said. Read Genesis 3, 2 and 3.
All right. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
Okay, so we got one job. Our one job is to stay in our lane. We're not supposed to know anything about this tree or anything of its byproducts or anything that comes from it. Or we're not supposed to deal with it. That's our one job. We could do anything else. We just can't do that, right? That's the one job, right?
Yep.
And you know how I keep saying one job? Because what that comedian say, you have one job! One job! Okay. But read verse 4.
Genesis 3, verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die.
Okay, that's a straight-up lie.
Yep.
Okay.
Deception.
Yep. But verse 5 is the deception. Verse 4 is the lie.
Yeah.
Right? And listen to the deception, because he's a better deceiver than he is a liar. Now, if he would have just said, you ain't going to die,
mm-hmm.
she would have been like, well, that's not according to what we've been commanded and the order that we've been given. So I don't know what you're talking about. He couldn't have just said that and make it work. You know? Read verse 5.
Genesis 3, verse 5. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
It's like deceptive advertising. Brother.
Oh, that's true.
Here's a product that you didn't know existed, but you desperately need it.
Yep.
Yeah, forget about how you made it so far in your life without needing this product.
Yeah.
But you desperately need it to make your life whole and have these benefits moving forward that you didn't need before.
Yep.
You know? That's a deception.
Yep.
And look, it changed the woman's attitude. It changed Eve's attitude. I'm going to read the start of verse 6. And when the woman saw... Oh, yeah, I do need that.
Yep.
Yeah, we all do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that lyric, that line that he kicked, that was the deception.
Yep.
And the Bible proves it. I don't have to say it. 1 Timothy 2, I believe it is. 14.
All right. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 14, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression.
So the woman was deceived.
Yep.
You know, there's something here. You know, I know this is the way you're supposed to live, but your life would be so much better. Just like when I was just going into college, and I was a late starter in this, but... When I was going to college, Cass was like, you know, your life would be so much better if you just hit this joint. Well, nowadays it's a blunt.
Yeah.
You get your understanding to be deepened. You'll be able to play music. You'll hear little things in the back of music. You'll hear that beach that you'll be more alert. You know, and then you get the munchies, then you go to sleep. But, you know, it was like it's something better for you, even though you didn't need it. But they had the best thing freshly invented by God, the Most High through Christ themselves, but fresh, just made, and it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What else could you need?
Nothing more.
Exactly. So they were deceived.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The same thing happens today.
Yep.
You know, around the corner from where we broadcast it right now, or either earlier this morning or late last night, there was a double homicide. And for whatever reason, whether willingly or by accident or whatever, at some point they're entered in a deception in the perpetrator's mind, maybe not that night, maybe years ago, that they could justify taking two people's lives.
Yep.
Do you want somebody killing you?
Exactly.
You know?
Well, you know, I'm a straight-up G. You know,
you're deceived. Because when it comes down to it, when they about to throw the switch on that electric chair button, you're going to want to keep living.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And if you have followed along that deception and you don't have any hope for life when Christ comes back, then you're just done. You know, so we all supposed to have wanted to live. We were created upright, but we came up with many inventions because we get deceived and we want stuff that we shouldn't. And we justify things that we shouldn't. We believe in things that we shouldn't. Okay? Let's read 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2.
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Well, that's it. Okay. The Spirit speaketh expressly. So Paul is writing this to Timothy. You can read in Corinthians where Christ, in the Spirit form,
mm-hmm.
was dealing personally with Paul. Listen, I want you to stay in Corinth for a long time because I have a lot of people here that's going to turn to the Lord. And the scriptures in Acts say he stayed there for a year and a half.
Yep.
Right? Okay. So when he's talking about the Spirit speaketh expressly, plainly, that this is Christ dealing with him.
Exactly.
He might as well say, and the Lord said, just like the prophets of old used to say.
Exactly.
In the latter days, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. What's another word for seducing?
It's like...
We've already said it.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to use a word, common mm-hmm. word. Like, people say, I got hooked on something.
Mm-hmm. Deceived.
Yeah.
Deceiving.
Deceived, yeah. Yep.
Tricked.
That's another word.
Enticing.
Yep.
Making... Running game.
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody that wants to do it, getting somebody that wouldn't ordinarily do something to do it.
Yep.
Okay? Giving heed to seducing spirits, Satan's boys, mm-hmm. they got cast into the earth with them, and doctrines of devils. What are the doctrines of devils? A doctrine of devils is something like if somebody's worshiping the devil,
mm-hmm.
that's their doctrine.
Yep.
But there are so many doctrines of devils. There's only one way. What, Matthew, 7, 14, somewhere around there it says how wide is the gate to destruction. There's many doctrines that's going to lead to destruction.
Yep.
But one, narrow is the path.
Yep.
One way, and that's Jesus Christ, according to as it is written.
Yep.
Okay? So.
And just to, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, just to add on to a little bit too. Mm-hmm. When it says doctrines of devils, when we read in Revelations how Satan was cast out
mm-hmm.
and his angels with him,
mm-hmm.
those angels that it's talking about, those are the devils or the demons in other translation of this particular
mm-hmm.
scripture here.
Mm-hmm.
Those are those same things that this scripture is talking about. So those Satan's angels, they're mm-hmm. all working together, mm-hmm. all in unison with Satan,
mm-hmm.
going around with the deception, and people are being deceived and buying into it.
So that's what it's talking about. Also, it says doctrines of devils, Satan's angels that was cast out with them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And when you have that, what is the spirit? The spirit in men is the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like Ephesians 4:22. Cast out that the spirit which is corrupt,
right,
according to the deceitful lust, the wrong, wicked, demonic, satanic mindset,
mm-hmm,
right? And create in you a new spirit, one that follows after Christ.
Yep.
Created in righteousness and holiness, Ephesians 4:22-24. All right? But it says in verse 2, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with the hot iron. Hmm. Wow. So, like, things are burnt into your mind, just like, I don't know, I think the last cowboy movie out was like Unforgiven or something.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really have any too much cattle in there, but the old Clint Eastwood movies and the old, like, John Wayne and, I don't know, Gregory Peck or whoever it was, Lee Van Cleef movies or whatever, they used to have the, when they would take the cattle from the ranch up to the place where they would sell the some of the herd or whatever,
mm-hmm,
they would transport them sometimes hundreds or 1,000 miles. But what would happen? They'd be asleep at night. Because they ain't transporting them in trucks. They transport them as much as the cattle will walk in a day.
Yep.
They have to sleep there overnight. People will come and steal them.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to put a brand. They take a metal thing and fashion it to a certain pattern and put it on a metal stick, heat that end up with the pattern on it in the fire, right into the side of the cattle, like on the back thigh or front shoulder somewhere,
yep,
on all of the cattle in the same place, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the mark of that rancher. And that mark could not be changed,
mm-hmm,
all right, easily. That's what it's talking about, having their conscience seared with hot iron. So people are being deceived and giving heed to these doctrines. They're going to speak lies and hypocrisy,
mm-hmm,
all right? And that's one of the reasons why religion as a whole, not the Bible, religion in its entirety is pagan and evil.
Exactly.
Because it was invented by or promoted by or brought along by or shaped by people giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. But, you know, people don't want to hear the Bible, so we did some research. Let me see. I'm just going to read this. This is some quotes. It was the, I think the site is Babylon Mystery Religion. But it was some quotes off of that site, and then there's references from a couple books that were mentioned on that site. Semiramis, being the mother of Nimrod, meaning the Nimrod in the Bible, in addition to his queen, then elevated herself up as the mother of God and queen of heaven. So that's the queen of heaven that people were worshiping in Jeremiah 44, mm-hmm, where Jeremiah was talking about, listen, this is why y'all got destroyed, because y'all was, you know, dealing with it. Semiramis later became pregnant, not wanting to destroy the image of her as the queen mother of God. She declared that Nimrod, the sun god, because when he died, she promoted the legend that he went up and became the sun, and he was sitting in heaven, so he was God. She declared that Nimrod, the sun god, now called Baal, later known as Zeus by the Greeks, and then God by Christianity.
Wow.
Doesn't say God called God by the Bible. It says called God by Christianity. Why? Because the methods of worship for that Baal or Zeus are the same methods and rituals and holidays that are used to worship God in modern day Christianity.
Exactly. And then one other thing also, bro, mm-hmm, to add on to,
yes,
people might say, well, you know, you guys believe in God and this and that, and the, mm-hmm, Bible says God. We did a show before about the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
We explained it, but we're going to say, yep, it again. when the Bible was translated, okay, mm-hmm. the people that were translating the Bible, when mm-hmm. they were getting certain words or whatever, they picked certain words that they were that they knew or that they were used to
mm-hmm.
from idols that were around them. So
exactly.
thank God that's how that came into the mix.
Exactly, exactly.
We're not, but that's not something mm-hmm. that we're going to argue about what mm-hmm. his name is like a lot of churches do. Oh, Yahweh or Yahawah or Yahawashai or whatever. Yeah, we're not going to do all that, okay? We're just going to go with what the Bible says, mm-hmm. but that's how that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just to explain that.
Okay. All right, because you can read in Revelation 19, the Word of God, Almighty God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, it's a bunch of different names.
Yeah.
But the God of Christianity is not the God of the Bible. Listen to this. She declared that the sun god, now called Baal, later known as Zeus by the Greeks and then God by Christianity, had impregnated her through the rays of the sun. She had given a virgin birth to her new son named Tammuz, who they was offering up stuff for in Ezekiel when he was railing against them for that.
Mm-hmm.
New son named Tammuz, who she claimed was the reincarnated Nimrod and the son of God. Also,
wow.
the sun god. All right?
Yep.
So Tammuz was believed to be the sun god Baal, Nimrod, in the flesh, and at the same time, the son of God. The two, Semiramis and Tammuz, became worshipped as what we now know as Madonna and Child. Remember the statue, Isis and Horus,
mm-hmm.
where she's holding them?
Yep, yep.
That comes from Babylonian times. All right.
Wow.
The two, Semiramis and Tammuz, became worshipped as what we now know as Madonna and Child, then later Mary Jesus, as all the idols were simply renamed by different cultures. Tammuz was a great hunter like his supposed father Nimrod. Tammuz was killed by a wild pig in a hunting accident. Semiramis then expanded on her new religion, explaining that her immortal godson, who died, was quote-unquote resurrected and became one with his father, the god of the sun, Baal.
Mm-hmm.
The Trinity was born. Nimrod, Semiramis, and Tammuz became worshipped as the divine godhead in a triune god in opposition to the Most High of the Bible, who is the one and only true living God. The Son was the Father, the Son, and both one with the Mother through marriage. Now, there's a book, The Religions of Ancient Greece and Babylonia by A.H. Stacy, pages 229 to 230, clearly tells us that the Greek philosophical ideas were developed in Alexandria, Egypt, from the pagan mystery religions.
Wow.
Okay? Many of the theories of, this is a quote, many of the theories of Egyptian religion, modified and transformed no doubt, have penetrated into the theology of Christian Europe and form, as it were, part of the woof and the web of modern religious thought. Christian theology was largely organized and nurtured in the schools of Alexandria, and Alexandria was not only the meeting place of East and West, it was also the place where the decrepit theology of Egypt was revivified by contact with the speculative philosophy of Greece. Perhaps, however, listen, the indebtedness of Christian theological theory to ancient Egyptian dogma is nowhere more striking than in the doctrine of the Trinity. The very terms used of it by Christian theologians meet us again in the inscriptions and papyruses, or papyri, of Egypt. Originally, the Trinity was a triad like those we find in Babylonian mythology. The triad consisted of a divine father, wife, and son. The father became the son, and the son the father through all time, and both alike the mother, but was another form. Both alike the mother was but a sudden another form. I'm sorry. So, Can I read something real quick?
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Psalms 96. Yeah, well, we're going to read up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm listening to all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This was brought down from Egyptians, Babylonians, Persians, the Greeks, and all that other stuff. And then, mm-hmm. it's like you said, all of us have been deceived and mm-hmm. still being deceived, because a lot of us are still caught up into mm-hmm. these different religions. Stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is what we have to understand.
Okay.
There is only one God.
Mm-hmm.
And read Psalms 96, start at verse 4.
For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared, he is to be feared above all gods.
And the gods is in the lower G, right?
Yep.
So these idols, it says, for the Lord is great, so the one true and living Lord, not what some of the stuff that you just mentioned that reading mm-hmm. the Osiris mm-hmm. and Semiramis, all that stuff is idols.
Mm-hmm.
The one true and living Lord is great, and mm-hmm. to be greatly to be praised,
mm-hmm.
he is to be feared above all gods. So he is to be respected, reverenced above all these different idols. There's just one true and living God, and he's the one to be feared. He's the one that is in control of our life when we live. When we die, the earthquakes that happens, the tsunamis that happens, all the storms, the one true and living God, he is the one that does all these different things. So we have to fear that one true and living God.
Mm-hmm.
Read verse 5.
For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
So all these different gods that we just mentioned, all the way going back from Babylon into Egypt to Persia to Greece to Rome to Europe,
mm-hmm.
all these different gods are nothing but idols. And it's the same idols that are around today that people worship in these religions that we also used to worship
mm-hmm.
at one point.
Mm-hmm.
All those different gods are idols
mm-hmm.
because they come from the other nations. Only the Israelites knew the one true and living God, and
exactly.
he was supposed to go about walking his commandments and then set the right examples for all the other nations for them to follow and see, you know what, your one true and living God is the only true and living God.
Exactly.
And when you read in the scriptures too, people got to read the Bibles for themselves. When you read in the scriptures, especially in the Old Testament, when you look at our foreparents, right, and they were into these different lands or whatever, these different nations. Like, for example, Daniel,
mm-hmm.
when he was in captivity in Babylon,
mm-hmm.
right? Nebuchadnezzar had to confess, man, your God is the one true and living God.
Exactly.
Because he saved you out of the lion's den.
Yep, and so did Cyrus when the Medes took over.
Exactly.
Made him out of the lion's den again.
So did that Pharaoh in Egypt with Joseph.
Exactly. Your God is the God. Whoa, your God gave you the interpretation of this dream?
Exactly.
Yo.
Your God is the one true and living God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
yep.
saying? So and so they had those idols, but man, when they saw the power of the one true and living God,
mm-hmm.
they feared. They did what this scripture says. Man, that God is to be feared above yeah. all these stupid
exactly.
idols that we got set up.
Yo, remember when Moses told Aaron to throw his rod down?
Yeah.
And then the magicians in Egypt did the same thing?
Yep.
And then Aaron's rod ate theirs.
Yep, yep.
All right. They kept doing some of the things, but then it got to one of the curses, and the magicians tried to do it and couldn't.
Yep.
They came to Pharaoh and said, this is the work of God. Read it in Exodus. Read it for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So, and that's the thing, too, man, because like we was talking before
mm-hmm.
the radio show,
uh-huh.
one of the popular arguments is people will say, well, you know, that thing y'all believe in, you know, whole Jesus and he's the son of God, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
that comes from idols, and that's
mm-hmm.
been around, that whole concept of three
mm-hmm.
has always
yeah.
been in the earth.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
this and that.
Really.
But it's all idols, man. People, what people do is, like, you have the one true and living God, the true testimonies of the
mm-hmm.
Bible. And then other people will put their spin to it. Like, there's different versions to the flood, the whole
yeah,
flood story.
Yeah, exactly. It was the Black Sea, or it
yeah,
was
Gilgamesh.
Yeah.
But all that stuff comes from the one true and living God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The true and living story. So that's what people have to look at and realize.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. We had started by talking about Nimrod and Semiramis and Tammuz. Let's go to Genesis 9.
Okay.
10.
Genesis 10 or Genesis
9? Genesis 10, 8 and 9.
All right, Genesis chapter 10, verse 8. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth.
Uh-huh.
He was a mighty hunter before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord.
Before. Did he come before the Lord? Wait a minute. This is after the flood, because in 10 verse 1 it says, now these are the generations of the son of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6, the sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, such and such and such. Verse 8, and Cush begat Nimrod. So Nimrod didn't come before the Lord.
No.
That's not what that means.
Mm-hmm.
That means in the face of,
exactly.
in front or standing against.
Exactly.
Okay?
Right.
Because, no, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, people would say, well, you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to court and I'm going to be before the judge.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in front of.
Because the judge is against you because you did so. You know, that's why you're before the judge.
Right.
You know, that's why you got to go before the court.
Right.
Not like you got invented before the court, or your philosophy is anything, or you preceding, you know, the court. But that's what that means.
Yep.
And when it says a mighty hunter, because he was hunting for souls, he was doing sacrifice, human sacrifices, and he was doing these. Legend tells that he had found these books or whatever. However it happened. He invented with his mother, his wife, his mother, who was his wife, and after he died, his son.
Mm-hmm.
They invented this religion. Now, we go to Genesis 11, the Tower of Babel, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Most High stopped it, right? So read Genesis 11, verse 9.
Genesis 11, verse 9. Therefore is the name of it called Babel. Because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth.
Stop. But remember, Nimrod and his mother, wife, Semiramis, they had invented this religion and had an untold number of adherents, people that stuck to this religion. Read verse 9 again.
Genesis 11, verse 9. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth.
Oh, so they had like the same religion,
exactly,
but different languages. So they went about throughout the earth.
Exactly.
So why do you have him building a tower for his mystery religion, doctrine, society, whatever purposes?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got astrologically aligned pyramids in Egypt.
And you got them all over the world. Too.
All burial mounds, hills, stuff all over the world, right?
And people are wondering where that similarity came from. Man.
Okay, and listen to this similarity. This is from the beginning of Zeitgeist, where they shoot down religion, but then they compare and say, you know, Christ was a virgin birth, born on the 25th of December. He wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's the God that the Christ that King Constantine and others made up by taking this pagan mystery religion and mixing it amongst the Bible and creating a new doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Because while they were making this new Christ and God and Trinity and all this stuff, look up the Council of Nicaea, the Council of Trent. While they were making this, they also outlawed the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and changed the day of worship to Sunday, which our people still ignorantly do because they've been deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. Isis and Horus, Isis was the mother, Horus. Horus, born December 25th of a virgin birth, star of the East, three kings, teacher at 12, and is trying to compare this to Christ. Christ didn't teach at 12. He was in the temple asking questions.
Exactly.
You know? 30 years old at the ministry, 12 disciples. He did miracles. He was dead 3 days. Attis of Phrygia, virgin, star in the East, December 25th birthday, crucified. He's supposedly alive. Krishna of India, virgin birth, star in the east, miracles, supposedly alive, who have been resurrected. Dionysus of Greece, virgin birth, December 25th birthday, miracles, resurrected. Mithra of Persia, 1200 BC, and I just happen to have a picture here of Mithra, excuse me, bro. Mm-hmm. And if you could see this picture of Mithra that I have, he's got the seven turreted crown, like the Statue of Liberty, because that means something. And he's, the god has his hands in the current day, what they call Baphomet. Mm-hmm. The left hand down, but palm up, the right hand up with the palm facing towards you. That's the Baphomet symbol that they use today. Like, this is some new religion. Mm-hmm. It's the same madness. That was the Mithra, the god of Persia, 1200 B.C., virgin birth, 25th of December was his birthday, 12 disciples, 3 days dead, alive, you know, he's supposedly alive, but, and that was Sunday worship. That's when they first, like, inaugurated or stuck to it when they did the Sunday worship, mm-hmm. right, because he was the sun god. But where are all these, you know, a lot of people never even heard about. I didn't know Horus was supposed to have been resurrected, the sun.
Yeah.
I didn't know all these other guys were supposed to have been resurrected, but that's what happened when all these, the one religion got scattered to the different languages.
Yeah.
Right? Odin from the Scandinavians, Crite and Chaldea, my pronunciation going to be off, J-A-O, Jao of Nepal, Tammuz of Syria, Adad of Assyria, Bedru of Japan, Eros of the Druids, Thor of the Gauls, Quetzalcoatl of the Mexicans, Itchi of Formosa, I'm sorry for this, Fohi or Tien of China, Adonis of Greece, Prometheus of the people of the Caucasus. Whoa. So all of these gods, but the same thing surrounding it. But, and then that movie or documentary tried to compare that, you know, Christ is the sun god too because he was born on December 25th. No, he wasn't.
Exactly. That's a lie.
He wasn't born in the middle of the winter during the time of sun worship.
Exactly.
They turned the son of God into the sun god by taking on these pagan mystery Babylon religion traditions and inserting into Christianity and saying it was Christ when it had been all these other individuals since the beginning of time. But they knew about Christ coming since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
Get Acts 2. So what they did was they tried to make up a religion, being taking heed to seduce the spirits and teaching doctrines of devils and worshiping Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They take and try to, well, you know what? This God is better. And this way is better because it's a benefit to it. You never knew about it, but it's so much better. And they turned the whole world. Mm-hmm. Because what does it say in John, 1 John 2 and 15? I'll get the first part. I just wanted to read the first part of the scripture.
Loving out the world.
Yeah. Any day, I'll get to it. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. 16, for all that is in the world. Yeah, it turned the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Because Satan came into the world and had deceived the whole world.
Yeah.
But as servants of Christ, trying to do the right thing ourselves, we don't want our people to be deceived either.
Yep.
All right? So, Acts 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it?
Yep.
Okay. And let me see where the scriptures. 29 and 30.
Men and brethren.
This is Peter speaking, I'm sorry.
Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day.
Stop. So that prophecy that David said that Peter quoted just before this didn't apply to David. It had to apply to Christ. Read on.
Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins.
The fruit of what?
His loins.
The rays of the sun.
Nope. Of the fruit of his loins.
The fruit of Gabriel.
Nope. Of the fruit of his loins.
Of the fruit, immaculate conception.
Nope, of the fruit of his loins, David's loins.
Read on.
According to the flesh.
The fruit of the loins according to the flesh. What does that mean?
Came through a generation, just like every other man does.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So this virgin birth, that is a satanic Babylon mystery religion doctrine. Mm-hmm. It is not in the Bible. It's all through the Bible how he was supposed to come through a lineage, Matthew 1. You know what I mean? Genesis 5. You know, that's why the lineages are listed.
No.
I know. I heard that one. Go ahead. Why is the lineage listed, bro? Because they wanted to see who his cousins was?
No,
paid money to have their name put in the Bible listed as his great-grandfather.
No, listen. A couple weeks ago, and what I'm about to say, we're not looking down on anybody.
We're just
bringing this out.
You've been deceived.
Exactly. People have been deceived. So, again, not, you know, putting anybody down.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple weeks ago, probably a month or so ago now, we had a call from someone that was listening to the radio show or whatever. They had some questions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So one of the questions that they had was about the whole Christ not, you know, being immaculately conceived.
Yeah.
Now the person gave me an argument, bro, said an argument to me that I've never heard before. And it was so shocking. I mean, I stood for like a second, just quiet, because I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, I never heard this one before.
Okay.
So we just read this, right?
Yep.
How it came according to the flesh.
Yep.
One of the arguments is that Joseph wasn't Christ's father. That was his stepfather.
Oh, okay. So then how could it be that David was promised in 2 Samuel 7 that God had sworn, I'm reading in Acts 2:30, God had sworn with an oath to him, God's oath to him, to David, and God does not lie or repent, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Okay?
That was a stepfather, though, bro.
Yeah, of course, because you know what? That person's given heed to things that have deceived that person.
Exactly.
Okay? And I went to this scripture first. I wanted to go to that scripture second. The testimony of Christ coming was out before Nimrod.
Yep.
That's in Acts 3. Let me see. I had it written down. 20. Acts 3 and 20.
Acts 3, verse 20.
This is Peter speaking again.
And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you.
Okay. Read on.
Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things.
Wait a minute. Whom the heavens must receive. Okay, must receive until the times of restitution of all things. Why? Read on.
Which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
Huh?
Wow.
So this was out before Nimrod.
Exactly, it was.
That Christ was coming and the heavens, he was going to go through all these things, and the heavens must receive him. So that's his whole life and his whole thing that he was going to do, including dying, being crucified, dying, resurrected 3 days later, coming up, spending some time, 40 days with his disciples, and going up to heaven.
Yep.
Until the restitution of all things. That was spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
Mm-hmm.
So now, back in the beginning in Genesis 3, when Satan said the lion, it didn't work, so he had to run some game. And due to deception, that's what religion is.
Exactly.
That's what religion is.
Exactly.
That is what religion is. If you believe that Christ was immaculately conceived, if you believe that he was born on December 25th, and if you believe that it was a virgin birth, you've been played.
Exactly.
You've been played. Or you're in the wrong thing. And it's not the say, hey, you know, this is a knock on you, or you're evil or nothing like that. What? You have to look at what you're being, do your research. Your life depends on it. All right? So I just wanted to go to one thing right quick. Did you ask something?
Yeah, let's just real quick on that.
What you looking for?
Where is that one in where Paul says these were more noble than those in...
18. Acts 18.
Okay. All right, so before I read that...
17 and 11.
Okay, so before I read that, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
Okay.
And 15, because if we do this, okay, if we do what these two scriptures that we're going to read in a moment, if we do this, we won't be deceived.
Yeah, and we won't have any problems.
Exactly, because this is that research that you were talking about. This is what we have to do. 2 Timothy 2 and 15.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Exactly. So this is what we have to do. If we read the Bibles for ourselves and not go by, you know, what we've heard or how we grew up and what religion we grew up or what our parents or grandparents were into, if we actually pick up the Bibles and study for ourselves, we will see that a lot of these things that we were taught and that are still being taught are nothing but lies. Because we're going to prove ourselves to God, and we're going to rightly divide the word of truth. We're going to say, you know what? You know, in Acts 3, you know what? It says that, okay, he came according to the flesh.
Yeah, but wait a minute. How does this line up with Immaculate Conception?
Yeah.
I just want you to read the next scripture.
Yeah.
Oh. Read 16. If you read 15, you got to read 16.
Yeah, I know. All right, so, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. That is what it is. A lot of these things are nothing but profane babblings and vain babblings. So the whole thing, Joseph was a stepfather, that's a vain babbling. That doesn't make sense. But yet and still a lot of people believe it.
Increase into more ungodliness. Yo, man, I got a new side piece. I met her at the Christmas party at work. And then all the lasciviousness, thoughts, and actions that happen around these holidays.
Exactly.
And they are satanic.
Exactly.
Satanic, because Nimrod worshipped Satan.
Yep.
Google it.
Exactly.
Google Baal, Semiramis, Tammuz, Nimrod, Google it.
Yep.
Google it, ancient Babylon mystery religion. Google it, and then say, yo, you're going to be like, yo, but this is Christianity. No, it's not.
Exactly.
They called it Christianity. They called it Christianity to deceive you.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that one.
Go ahead. The other scripture.
Read 17. Acts 17 and 11. Yeah.
These were more noble than those in Thessalonica. Excuse me. Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so.
Wow. So check this out, right? Paul, this is Paul talking. He's going around teaching a lot of people and stuff about Christ, the resurrection, which just like we explained back then, they had all those different beliefs. The Cyrus and Osiris and Horus and all that. Oh, he died, so on and so forth. So when these people in Thessalonica heard the word, okay, they just heard it and they got it. But the other people in Berea, right, they were more noble, right, because they heard what Paul was saying, but they was like, you know what, man?
I hear it,
but we're going to have to research the scriptures and see for ourselves whether or not if this is a deceit, because that's what a lot of people even today still do. They'll take one or two scriptures
and blow it up.
Mix in some other religions or some other traditions with it, and then people fall hook, line, and sinker right into it.
Yep.
But if we do the research, just like these brothers did, search the scriptures, because you know what? Let's find out if what this person is saying is really true. Even with us, we always say people all the time, pick up your Bibles for yourselves, read it, follow along. If there's something that you don't see that we're saying, hey, we give it our phone number all the time. Call, ask questions. We're not going to turn you away. We're not going to bite your head off. We're not going to, you know, dog you out or whatever. We're not going to do any of that. Search the scriptures for yourself. See if it's something that is really is what it is saying. And if it's something that you don't understand, you can always call and ask a question.
Exactly.
You're more noble in doing that than just saying, okay, all right, fine. I'll go with it. I'll go along with the program.
Yep.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to give you another example real quick. The doctrine of speaking in tongues.
Oh, man.
This dude was a pastor. He got kicked out of a couple churches. He ended up in San Francisco, I think, in the late 1890s or early turn of the 1900s, you know, 1910, something like that. And he ended up, he was looking for a church. Well, he found a church in San Francisco. They kicked him out because they was like, you're a heretic. So the dude was staying in this guy's house, and he didn't have a job, but the other guy would go to work. You know, he was helping him out and stuff, you know. So the guy would pray and fast and read only Acts 2. Read only Acts 2, like 1 through 7, and pray and fast and pray and fast. And when his buddy got home from work, he would join him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He'd eat sometimes, you know, pray fast. Only read that little section of the Bible. And voila, one day they had an epiphany, and guess what? To this day, our people are still right on your forehead. You know? But what about verses 8 through 15 or 17, you know? What about Acts 1? What about, you know, what about all of Acts? You know, what about the New Testament? What about the Bible? But no, they just took that one little bit. But let's look at what we have to do. Let's go to 1 Peter 2. Because we're running short on time. I think we got about 5 minutes or something like that somewhere. So let's see. 1 Peter 2.
All right, verse
1.
1 Peter 2, verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies.
What?
And hypocrisies.
Okay.
And envies and all evil speaking.
Okay, so we have to put aside all hatred, deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, envy, and all evil, all kind of evil speakings out of ourself. But if we've been taught any malice, guile, hypocrisy, envy, deceit, guile, envy, hypocrisy, evil speakings, if we've been taught that, or if we're taking hold of that, or if we have to take and examine according to the scriptures, whether it is such, and if it is, we have to lay that aside. Not only in ourselves, we have to lay aside anything anybody's teaching us that is malicious and hateful or deceitful, or even if they've been deceived and they have a good heart, so-called, and they're teaching it to you out of the kindness of their heart. If you see that as deception, what, are you just supposed to stay with it because that's a nice dude and he helps people?
Nope.
Okay, read on.
1 Peter 2 and 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby.
Read on.
If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
Okay, just like newborn babes, they wake up, they what? Desire the milk of the word?
Yep.
And they poop out that garbage, and then they want some more of the word.
Yep.
right? More than milk, rather. Mm-hmm. That's what we got to do. Lay aside all that deception and all that madness.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the birthing of that new man.
Yep.
Putting away that stuff that you like, that you like to hear or you like to think, you like to do, that is madness according to the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Read verse 6.
1 Peter 2, verse 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded.
Believe on him means something. Read the next verse.
Verse 7. Unto you, therefore, which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient.
Ah, the ones that are disobedient don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that are the ones that do believe are obedient, because they will want to study and meditate and make sure that they're changing their ways and growing as a baby in his words. Read on.
The stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner.
Read on.
And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
So don't be disobedient. Awake from that deception and repent.
So we give all praises to the Heavenly Father in the name of Christ for giving us another chance and another opportunity to come again another week and go over scriptures with our people.
Yep, all praises to the Most High through Christ. Excuse me. If you don't study your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And we're not going to study his version of the story. Let's research God's version of our history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to Zechariah. Let's see. Zechariah 1, verse 1.
Zechariah chapter 1, verse 1. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, the Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers.
Okay, so why would the Lord be sore displeased with their fathers, with their forefathers, with their ancestors? Why would he be sore displeased with them?
Because of our sins, because of the father's sins.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Read Zechariah 1, verse 3.
Therefore say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts.
Stop. Hold on one second. Why would he tell the children to turn unto the Lord when he's saying, a track record has been, you know, generation after generation, I've been, you know, displeased with y'all, you know, that, you know why? Because we follow after the same sinful ways as our forefathers.
Yep.
So read verse 3 again.
Therefore say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts.
Okay.
Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways,
uh-huh,
and from your evil doings. But they did not hear, nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord.
Okay, so there it is. The Bible says it itself. That's why the Lord hath been sore displeased with the fathers.
Yep.
Yeah. And the prophets came and said, listen, you have to repent
mm-hmm
from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they didn't want to hear that.
Nope.
Excuse me. They didn't want to hear that. Read Zechariah 1 and 5.
Your fathers, where are they?
Where are they? What did their evil ways get them?
Nothing but death.
Okay.
And the prophets, do they live forever?
Well, no, they don't, but they have a hope.
Exactly.
They die with a hope that in that day when everyone is resurrected, they will get blessed and rewarded with life anew.
Exactly.
In the kingdom. Because that is what everybody, all of our people, excuse me, should have been living in. Well, everybody should have been living in if we would have taken heed to the words of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And never went into the evil in the first place.
Yep.
All right. Read verse 6.
But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers?
So I was going to go to Hebrews 4, I quit. But the words that the prophets said, you know, turn from your evil ways, turn from your evil doings, did they not take hold of your fathers? Didn't some people get judgment? Didn't some people get a grip and say, hey, you know what, I better repent?
Yep.
Okay, read on.
And they returned and said, like as the Lord of hosts thought to do unto us, according to our ways and according to our doings, so have he dealt with us.
So it was all written. It's like an instruction manual. You put part A1 and A2 together, and then you put that into part B. You go through all these things, you know, and you end up with a little model car or something.
Yeah.
Right? But when you put part F into part A1, and then you just leave out all the other pieces, you get two pieces that don't fit together, that flap around, and you just, what is this? And then what is all this other stuff over here? You know,
mm-hmm.
You don't get what you're supposed to get because you didn't follow the instructions.
Exactly.
All right? But in those instructions, it was said, if you don't do this, if you don't make this into an understanding and put it in your mind, right? Because Deuteronomy, what, 6? You're supposed to talk like this, act like this at all times.
Yep.
Right? You're supposed to understand this, how to live.
Exactly.
If you don't do this, it's also in the instructions that, hey, listen, you know what? You're going to catch some bad ones. You're going to catch a bad one like this, like this, like this, like this, like that, like this, like that, like this. And in Leviticus 26, and if you don't return, I'm going to punish you 7 more times for your sin. So those words took a hold of our fathers. And they're taking a hold of us because we don't listen to what the Lord says. We go off and even go worse into the same madness that our fathers were into.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Zechariah 11.
All right. Zechariah chapter 11, verse
4.
Thus saith the Lord, my God, feed the flock of the slaughter.
Okay. So, it's, what's today's date? The 8th of August?
Yep.
2015. They just killed another one of our young, unarmed brothers, mm-hmm. You know, last night. Or Thursday night, you know. Unarmed, I guess he's some type of way, had an accident or whatever. And, you know, and a lot of people are pumping it up. A lot of the media feeds you this stuff about it's black versus white and stuff like that. But what were we just talking about before we came on the air?
Yep,
a lot of Latinos
mm-hmm.
are being just slaughtered too, because they're our people.
Exactly.
I saw one the other day about, you know how those the sisters have been dying in jail,
mm-hmm.
but get pulled over by the police and stuff.
Right.
Well, out west, I forget the state. A young labeled, I don't know what is it, a label they put on us, American Indian woman died in custody. So we're more than just black people. Or there has never been a nation or region of people, you know, that banded together, a political system or whatever, had a king and this, that, and third, that called themselves black. And we didn't come from the Black Sea.
Mm-hmm.
So who are we really? Stop going into history and look at God's story for us. Mm-hmm. So we are the flock of a slaughter because we drink the Kool-Aid. We go right according to how the world programs us. Oh, I want to smoke weed. I want to do this. I don't want to take care of my kids. I want to be a player. Big pimpin', it's the boom, 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 boom. And not handle your business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Do things so stupid that people that nobody lives right. But I mean, just how you gonna have 400 pounds of weed in a car that the taillights don't work? What?
Yeah, you're asking for it then.
That's what we do. We ask for it.
Yeah.
We go right along with. Okay, listen, the media tells us we got to have our pants sagging, we got to be tatted up, we got to smoke all kind of, you know, that the pesticide use on weed is just as much, if not more, than on food.
Wow,
so you spoke it, yeah, I saw that article. So you ain't spoke, it ain't herbs no more, it's a chemical.
Yep.
All right? And we got to do that, we got to do this, we gotta go drink too much, we gotta not drink water, we gotta not eat food that's good for us, because that's what we do, because that's what they feed us.
Mm-hmm.
And we go right along into the slaughter, into that programming of the world, what the world programs for us to be, just like sheep to the slaughter. Okay, it's, you know, just right along, no resistance. Mm-hmm. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
We love to do stuff to destroy ourselves and each other and our kids.
Well,
that's why Zechariah 11:4, actually the whole Bible,
mm-hmm.
but that's just to give you an understanding and try to impart, if it be the Lord's will, an understanding that this is talking about us. Read Zechariah 11:4 again.
Thus saith the Lord, my God, feed the flock of the slaughter.
Yeah, feed them with understanding how not to get slaughtered.
Well,
read on.
Whose possessors slay them.
Okay. How do we come over here?
We came over here on slave ships.
Okay. And the ones of us that were already here, we got put in FEMA camps. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, reservations.
Yep.
Okay. And what about that 40 acres and a mule?
Yeah, that was all foolish.
They gave that to men. Mm-hmm. They didn't give that to three-fifths of a man.
Nope.
So it's like we were property. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, we still are.
Exactly.
No. If you think you're free and you own a house, don't pay your taxes. You think you free, go to the supermarket and don't pay the tax, the sales tax on your food. How much food you going to walk out with?
Absolutely not.
You're going to walk out with a couple lumps.
Or get arrested if you
get arrested.
Yeah.
Well, an unarmed black man was killed today. He tried not to pay the tax on his food. Then they called 16 cop cars. It was a 5'7", 140-pound black man, but they needed 32 cops. You know, that's just joking, but we came over here as possessions.
Mm-hmm.
People give more reverence and respect to wild beasts over in Africa that kill animals and stuff like that for a living, and if they are left alone, the younger male lion comes up and eventually kills or beats up and kicks out of the pride, the older lion.
Mm-hmm.
And then takes over the pride.
Yep.
But then I had, what's the name? Teddy Roosevelt was a great white hunter.
Yep.
You know, back in the day. So that's been going on for a while, but people are in an uproar about this lion getting killed, which, you know, hey, go out there with no protection, just a gun, out there in his habitat, in his house, and without an escort, and hunt him. Mm-hmm. Other than that, stay at home. But people give more outrage to that than they do to people, black churches burning up on a regular.
Yep.
Black people killing black people on a regular on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And our people dying in custody.
Crazy.
You know, so it's like there's no, we're like a, like we don't matter. But that's a condition that's on us from the Lord because of our sins.
Exactly.
So read Zechariah 11, start at 4.
Thus saith the Lord my God, feed the flock of the slaughter, whose possessors slay them, and hold themselves not guilty.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Whose possessors slay them and hold themselves not guilty. So I mean that's going on in the news, and it's
been going on.
It's been going on. Yep. Dallas Green in the late 80s in Detroit. Medgar Evers.
Yep.
Is it what, in the 50s?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
People walking down the street, they don't even know who they were in the 1800s, 1910s, 1920s, 1930s. There's a black guy walking down the street. Let's lynch him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're doing a good thing.
Yep.
So this is on blacks, Latinos, Americans, whatever you're calling yourself. This is on us for a reason. The scriptures say, these are an identifying mark on us for all time, that this is who we are. It ain't going to start happening until we turn back to the Lord. Because this stuff, these words from these prophets have been taking a hold of our fathers and our fathers' fathers and our fathers' fathers. This is our history. But you won't hear about it during Black History Month. So read verse 5.
Whose possessors slay them and hold themselves not guilty, and they that sell them say, blessed be the Lord.
Hold on. They that sell them say, okay, so the justification for putting us in chattel slavery in the wherever we went, but it was mainly the one they grind into your mind was in North, Central, South America and the islands.
Right.
The main justification for that was they had, America had started out being a penal colony, mm-hmm. where they sent the dregs and the debtors and everything over here, and they the worst of their country and stuff they shipped over here to, so I guess that's wrong now too, since people that look like us are coming over the Mexican border. I don't know. But what happened was they started putting us in slavery where it wasn't a debtor's prison. It wasn't indentured servitude. It was just chattel slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So people protested it or whatever and went to the Catholic Church. And Catholic Church, a bishop, high up bishop, came up with the reasoning that we were Africans, the son of Canaan, which we are not.
Right.
And Noah cursed Canaan.
Yep.
And that was a justification. They went, and they went before the Holy See or the papal level,
mm-hmm.
or that council level or whatever it is. They went to the next level, and just like when the Supreme Court refuses to hear a case, mm-hmm. they let that case stand.
Right.
That was a justification. So when people was kind of beating the crap out of us, you know, people rebelled, jumped off ship, got ate by sharks. Sharks would follow the ships from Europe and Africa, from Cape Verde or whatever, across the Atlantic Ocean because they know they was going to get free food. All right? And then come over here, America, islands, South America, Mexico, whatever, sell us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But they thought they were doing a good thing because they had somebody misinterpreting the scriptures to give a false justification for that. Exactly. So they thought they were doing the work of the Lord.
Exactly. And they supported the word Christian. So we're the true Christians, yeah.
Yeah, but this is what happened. And this is, I ain't mad at them now for this because I understand where this came from.
Exactly.
The Lord did this to us because we're sinners.
Exactly.
Read Zechariah 11:4-5.
Thus saith the Lord my God, feed the flock of the slaughter, whose possessors slay them, and hold themselves not guilty. And they that sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich. And their own shepherds pity them not.
Their own shepherds pity them not, because they're not going to tell them the truth.
Exactly.
Is Jesse or Al, Reverend Al, going to tell you the truth about, they're going to lose their endorsements.
Exactly. Yep.
Are the basketball stars going to tell you the truth or searching about it? No, because they'll lose their endorsements, and they'll probably lose their career.
Exactly.
Is all these so-called influential, so-called rappers, from the bottom to the top level, are they going to tell you the truth? No, because they serve the system. They don't have any pity for us.
Yep, exactly.
They're going to keep maintaining what they do and do what they do to maintain or grow in what they're doing in the world, which is enmity against John, 1 John 2:15-17.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to tell you the truth. They may allude to it here and there. Oh, that was deep. You see how he flipped it around? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. Right. Uh-huh. Can you go into any, we have all these things, you know, the famous thing earlier this year was, I am delivered. Right?
Well.
But are we delivered into the truth?
Nope.
So that we can pull ourselves out from under the grip of the punishing words of the Most High?
Nope. We're not.
Okay, so who of the people that the media has appointed, because they are leaders, because you get a sports figure, back in the late 90s, a couple sports figures started getting tats, and then Allen Iverson got it, and everybody got tats. Now everybody got tats.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the leader.
Yep.
All right? Well, just like you have somebody come out with a mohawk style box cut, whatever. Start wearing that. Okay. Everybody wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, next time you're going to come out, they're going to have pants with the butt out. Somebody going to wear that. Oh, everybody going to start. What is that what it's coming to? Whatever they say or whatever we do, excuse me, whatever they say or whatever we do, our people, movie stars, sports figures, politicians, whatever.
Yep, they don't have our best interest. You know, I'll just say this real quick, because I know it's a half an hour show.
Yeah,
but,
go ahead.
Like a while ago, you were mentioning like the rappers and sports movies and stuff.
Good.
Saw a YouTube video recently where this guy did a video criticizing a rapper, and I forgot the rapper's name, but it's a young up-and-coming rapper, but he's got a lot of influence. He's like the main thing now.
Yeah.
So he was out at some award show, whatever, and they were asking him about, I forgot which one of the shootings they were asking him about. I think the one in
Cleveland. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, forget that, man. We up here getting paid, man. We ain't thinking about that.
Yeah, exactly. And the dude that was doing the video was mad. He's like, yo, look at this. Cursing and stuff.
How could you do that?
How can you do that in this? I'm like, dude, just like what you said, he ain't thinking about that. He's thinking about his money. He's going to lose his endorsements. And he said, he's not thinking about you. You know, it's like, the attitude is, I got mine, you get yours.
But the thing is, if he came out and said, well, you know, the Bible is our story, we got to repent and keep the commandments of the Bible, yet with the understanding that Christ gave us, and we have to live right so that we can be those children of God and get blessed and put back into our status and place on this earth,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't be a rapper anymore. He'd be washing dishes at some spot, man. You know? Oh, he's crazy. He's a kook. He's this. He's that. He ain't no good rapper, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but because he told you the truth. So there is no pity.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so let's go to Zechariah. verse 7.
All right, Zechariah chapter 2, verse 7. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon.
Hold on, wait a minute, read verse 6.
Okay, Zechariah 2, verse 6. Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north,
mm-hmm.
saith the Lord. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord.
So we spread out calling ourselves, just like in Paul's time. Timothy's father was a Greek, right?
Yep.
He was calling himself a Greek.
Yep.
And he wanted to live that lifestyle. You know? So we're spread out all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Read Zechariah 2 and 7.
Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon.
So the daughter of Babylon is what this world is today. All these nations, they have the same practices and precepts as Babylon did. They still follow it. We've discussed it. You can go online and look at his documentaries on it. Okay, so we have to deliver ourselves. But how do we do that? We have to repent. Matthew 4:17. Okay. We have to repent and come back to the Most High through Christ. So our phone number is 1-877-871-1712. And if you missed a couple points in this show, we will have this show video posted on YouTube. It's the BOCC 100, no spaces. The BOCC 100. And give us a week or two and you'll see the show. Thank you. And have a good day.
Have a good day.
The Body of Christ Church Radio Network broadcasts 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC. Listen to our archive broadcasts or check us out while we are live on the air. Come and visit us in the virtual living room at 2 o'clock p.m. on Sundays, where we examine current topics according to the scriptures. Are you looking for the truth? Can you handle the truth? Find out on Mondays at 8 o'clock p.m. It doesn't matter what church you attend or philosophy you believe, take the challenge to see, are you smarter than your pastor, on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. The world is engrossed in darkness, but it shall be destroyed by the light. Check out From Darkness to Light at 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays, where all manner of witchcraft, occult practices, and Satanism is exposed for what it is. Before the light comes, it's time to awake. On Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. If you are seeking salvation, listen to Repentance is the Key, Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. And after you've listened to all of these shows, find out how we will become kings and priests, Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock a.m. All shows are on Eastern Standard Time. Remember to check out the Body of Christ Church 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC. That's blogtalkradio.com/THEBOCC. Shalom.